Eruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
Is they'll still think hip-hop, irresponsible, arrogant young people, or they'll hear you say something and they'll say, oh man, I love this guy, but he went crazy on peers, and I don't think that he, you know, should represent the movement that way. At some point, you and I will only touch a fraction of the people that we need to speak to, and yet I think that what's important about it is to have so many diverse groups of individuals who have the same core message. What's behind the mask?
The Mortal Technique, one of, or if not the most successful independent rappers or hip-hop stars in the world, millions and millions of downloads, hundreds of thousands of CDs back when they still had that, here today in Austin, Texas, to talk about The Martyr, his new CD, very powerful music, and a new film he's got coming out with some pretty big heavy hitters. And so, but he goes by Tech. Immortal Technique is here in studio with us, with the beautiful Barrett 50 Cal. Let's start with, I said, what do you want to cover first? You said guns. So I said, hey, grab the 50 Cal out of the safe. So that's why the 50 Cal is here on the table. Specifically, Second Amendment. Tell me where you stand on that.
You're never going to ban guns in this country. You know what I mean? I mean, you can read the Dick Act of 1902. I mean, we're talking about it being against the Constitution for them to do that. Did people misuse this as a tool? Yes. You know, did someone try to blow themselves up on a plane? Yes. Whether it was a shoe bomber or a guy with a grenade strapped to his underwear, we all have to go through a screening now because of that. And do I agree with people being screened and having to take, like, have some sort of mental capacity to own a weapon like this? Yes, absolutely. However, I always tell people that before we get into an alarmist position, if the government wants to attack you, for example, people in New York, I tell them, they don't have to take away your guns. They can just turn the water off. Can the average person in New York drink out of the Hudson? Can they drink out of the East River? No, they control every other resource about your life.
And that's why they want you so dependent. Guns are kind of the vestigial sign of one of the last freedoms we've got, and I could go to the issues of...
No. Also, not to interrupt you, my big shout-out to my friend Dave Gomez, Chief Warrant Officer. We had this conversation, and I said, you know, what good would, you know, light arms like an AR-15 be against a division of heavily armored troops that came in? Like, in other words, what good would your pea shooters be? And he said to me, it's working really well for those people in Afghanistan. They don't have advanced weaponry. It's the willingness to die. It's
willingness to resist.
Look how frightened they were of a guy like Chris Dorner. One man, regardless of whether you or I think that story is true or the public does, one man. He wasn't armed with bazookas and tanks.
The police were so scared they shot up multiple innocent people, were hyperventilating in fear, and then said, we're going to burn it down, burned it down,
right?
And then told us you didn't hear that.
And anyone that would dare to question whether the government was corrupt or not, or whether his position was right, is automatically painted as if they support murder, right? The reality is this. When you kill someone without due process, that's murder. The cops basically went in there and murdered him. Did he murder people? Absolutely. Was he wrong for that? Yes. Did they want him alive? No. Because if they got him alive and he stood trial, I think it would have been the end of it. I think that people would have been like, are you kidding me? Is this guy about to blow the lid on how fascist this system has become, on how people have been trained to think this way? And I know we always talk about Nazi Germany. But the Germans were not animals, Alex. They were human beings. They were conditioned. You know, when you read the stories of the SS officers that were given a puppy, you know what I mean, to have during their time in the academy.
And they had to kill it.
And the last order is shoot the puppy in the head. Unflinching, absolute loyalty, unquestioning to what they think is the republic, to what they think is what is supposed to be the...
And it was done by increments, just like we become so evil by increment. A little bit more, a little bit more. Rationalize, give into it, and pretty soon...
That is corporation, that is who I'm gonna need. Every generation to put your hands up, because you can only get them off your back when you stand up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Shout to the homies, Carnegie, OG, Willie Randolph, Hearst, Baruch, Rockefeller, the real Rockefeller, my main, Leona, brought a little Louis XIII, Scott Rothstein, Jack Abramoff, hold your head, my yeah. Boy, South. Get this money. I spent my day peppering America overseas. Pension for the workers, please. Embezzlement, etiquette, private settlement. I'm better with Confederate rhetoric from my mansion in Connecticut. Foreclosed evictions out of tenement. I twist words like a...
You know, it's interesting to be on this program because a lot of people will approach me and they'll be like, I can't believe you're going to do this show. And I think that there are a lot of perceptions about yourself that... that people have the wrong idea about. When people say to me, oh, Alex Jones, you mean the guy who talks like the Micro Machine Man and puts all these dates and stuff into it? I say, listen, if you slow down what he's saying and you look literally one sentence by one sentence, you have 200 things to research within the span of that. And I think that sometimes what would benefit you is to slow it down and say, hey, man, you know what? Today we're just going to deal with this.
No, I agree, but here's the problem. The way my brain works, I think most people's actually work this way, is that...
I love when people start like that. The problem is the way my brain works.
Well, there's like 100 different... Mm-hmm. In fact, what people think I'm talking fast, that's like 1/100th.
Right.
Because when I see something, I know all the connections and how it integrates because I've read all the establishment publications, and then I know the three... See, they're thinking like in three-level chess. The general public's playing checkers.
Right.
And they want to keep us in a checkers level, and that's what's so frustrating is I can see their end game.
You know, you're not one of these guys who came out and said, the whole fascism started with the black guy crowd. You know what I mean? I remember you from the Bush administration days being out there saying, do you realize what's happening here in America? You know, you are looking at it through a right-left paradigm is what you were saying to people. When in reality, it doesn't matter who's going to be there. Whoever comes after Bush is going to have to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Well, no, that's it. Cynthia McKinney was on my show about a month ago. She's back on next week, the former congresswoman. You know, for those that I'm sure most viewers know who she is. And she said, look, it's not that Barack Obama's the lesser of two evils. He's the more effective. Mitt Romney would have done the exact same thing, but couldn't have gotten away with as much.
And I think that, look, if someone else had been able to be in that position, smiling, and then sending all of these troops and mercenaries back into Iraq, back into Afghanistan, exploiting the natural resources, deporting as many people as he did, which we'll get into later, I think that that would have garnered a lot more hatred if it had happened from a right-wing Republican white guy, as opposed to someone who has the impression of being an incredibly liberal individual and yet follows, you know, a secretive agenda that really doesn't answer to anybody.
All I can say is I'm a true independent. I tweeted earlier today and said, you know, two real independents. You're a real independent. You're not controlled. I mean, I think I first met you 7-8 years ago in New York, and I've had a chance to be at a few of your events, and you've been there at a showing of Endgame. And I just respect the fact that I agree with about 85% of what you stand for, and I probably agree with the other 15 if I fully understood it or had time to follow it all. But most of what I've heard you talk about, I agree with. But you're through a different prism, a different perspective, a different scanner, darkly, myself as well. My only issue is this. Whatever the globalists are really pushing, it may have a bunch of good reasons and a cover story associated with it of why it sounds good. But I look at what their internal documents, leaked documents, what the larger end game is.
Absolutely.
And so I'm like, we can't have open borders because the globalists want a North American Union. They want to implode Mexico under Agenda 21, force everybody off their land in the maquiladoras, then up here to drive down wages, then to create a culture clash. See, if the system was trying to unify things for everybody to be friends, it'd be different. In the name of, quote, liberalism, they then sell it as a... But I mean, it would take an hour to break the whole thing down.
No, but we'll get into that. I think the reality is that people often misunderstand and misrepresent the mythology of America. For example, the creation of the United States in the fact that when Britain surrendered, it ceded a series of territories that didn't belong to them. When Mexico surrendered to the United States after the Mexican-American War, it ceded a series of territories that did not belong to them. You know, all of these Native American tribes, they weren't ruled solely by Spain. As a matter of fact, Spain couldn't exercise control over them. The Mexican government couldn't exercise control.
No, I agree.
And then the other part of it comes from when I hear people talk about who deserves to be here and who doesn't. Because I've met people who don't have papers legally, right? And yet they serve their country in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, mind you, that's not a war that I necessarily believe in. But when I hear a bunch
of hypocrisy,
when I hear a bunch of chicken hawks saying, "Oh, you're not down with America," and I look at them and I say, "Hey, what did you ever do to be considered American besides fall out of some wretched hole in Kansas or New York or Texas? You know, here's a guy who barely speaks the language, and yet he's putting his life on the line for the perceived safety of the United States. Now, regardless of whether you or I agree with the premise of the war,
he's paid dues
behind it, right? He's paid his dues.
No, I get that.
The people, if you're drinking orange juice out there, if you're wearing clothes that are made out of cotton as opposed to hemp because they had to outlaw that, if you're eating strawberries in the winter, blueberries in the winter, that doesn't grow in the winter. It had to come from plantation-like atmospheres. You know, we've overthrown governments overseas just to keep...
I agree, globalism, access. Neocolonialism.
Right. And it's tied into neoliberalism as well. The idea that everything's for sale, that the air's for sale, that the water's for sale. You know, these people want to privatize every aspect of human life.
Whatever the establishment wants, you can bet it's not good for the general public. I don't care what color you are. I mean, here's an example. I like the immigrants that I know from Mexico, and they tend to be better family people, not decadent. spoiled brat Americans. I don't care what color the spoiled brat American is. We've had it good so long as spoiled brats. And that's an over stereotype, but there's some reality to it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But then the Mexican government, if I go down there, will shake me down, beat me up, steal my car. I can't move down there and go have a baby paid for at the hospital. I can't get all this stuff free. And then I'm criticized up here by Mexico for how bad I am when Mexico has their most draconian anti-immigrant laws in all of Latin America. I'm just sick of always hearing inherently right. that America's bad. What's bad is this imperial, global, corporate British model that corporations have adopted that is now open source for these elites.
Right. I think, though, that what needs to happen in that conversation, because, you know, I love to read the criticisms of myself, not only because I find them funny and they're not true, but also because it gives me a chance to debunk these
things. Me too, it's entertaining.
When people say to me, oh, Alex Jones, you mean the guy who talks like the micro machine man and puts all these dates and stuff into it, I say, listen, if you slow down what he's saying and you look literally one sentence by one sentence, you have 200 things to research within the span of that. And I think that sometimes what would benefit you is to slow it down and say, hey, man, you know what? Today we're just going to deal with this.
No, I agree, but here's the problem. The way my brain works, I think most people's actually work this way, is that
I love when people start like that. The problem is the way my brain works.
Well there's like 100 different, mm-hmm. In fact, what people think I'm talking fast, that's like 1/100th.
Right.
Because when I see something, I know all the connections and how it integrates because I've read all the establishment publications, and then I know the three or four. See, they're thinking like in three-level chess. The general public's playing checkers.
Right.
And they want to keep us in a checkers level, and that's what's so frustrating is I can see their end game. But listen, we talked for about 5 minutes, you know, right when you got here, mm-hmm. about some of the things we want to talk about, and we're kind of hitting the end of it.
Sure.
At the start, but it's going awesome. In the limited time we've got with you, because I know you got a show to do, let's start with, I said, what do you want to cover first? And you said guns. So I said, hey, grab the 50 cal out of the safe. So that's why the 50 cal is here on the table, because on your shirt is the AK-47, a mortal technique since 1492. I get it. We, the indigenous peoples, are seizing, you know, our right to self-determination and to be armed.
Let's just touch on that. I always tell people when they come to me, they say, oh, you know, revolution, you have a lot of revolutionary figures from Latin America that are from the left wing. I explain to people, our revolution doesn't come with socialism or communism. That's an adverse effect of America's pressure. Originally, we heard the great prognosticator of democracy come down to Latin America at a time when we had a series of horrible imperialist military dictatorships that governments now are trying to resemble, you know, where, you know, if you were convicted of raping a woman as a military officer, you could get out of it by agreeing to marry her. The most insane type of laws you could possibly imagine that governed a government. But when we look at that, when people were saying you can have a democracy and you can vote for your own leaders, we thought that's wonderful. What a great idea. And then the great proselytizer of democracy, we realized, was the same one backing up Stroessner, Batista, you know, the imperialist governments that existed in Latin America. And the country and the people of Latin America said, what else do you have on the table? Who else has something besides
the Soviets came.
And the Soviets and the Chinese came. And I explained to people, yes, that's a natural part of our society, but what we have to explain to individuals is we didn't need a European man to come from the 19th century and explain to us dark people in Latin America the complex concept of
plus anybody from
sharing,
Europe has,
right?
Or the U.S., where no matter what color they are, if they've got globalist backing, they're coming with the corporate jackals. They're coming with the economic hitmen. And so that's the issue. But then you find out that the megabanks, this isn't a conspiracy, this is on record, funded the communist movement knowing Europe was revolting against the robber barons and the royalty, so they created a new fake grassroots movement that they could control. So it's the same thing with the Soviets going in there. Absolutely. It's like running from Bush to Obama and then running from Obama to Mitt Romney. They're all part of the same thing. So what do you say for America and Latin America and the world? What is at your core, moral technique, tech? What is at the core of your belief, studying this so long, being an articulate, smart guy who's been around the world? From your historical research, then what system one do you like? Because, look, you've got Peter Thiel, the big Bilderberg guy, trying to take over the libertarian movement right now and turning it into a fake privatization tyranny. How do you beat something that metastasizes and, like the thing, turns into whatever you run to? Like you run to one system, and it's real at first, but when you turn around, the thing grabs it, absorbs it. And then, you know, you turn around and it looks like what you thought it was, but it isn't.
I am the 1%. Yeah, you know my CEO, corporate Steve, please overthrow governments overseas in a breeze. Politicians in my pockets for a few hundred G's. So if I'm ever in court, my assets are never free. I got a job and a house and a bank account. When I'm out, I doubt that's something you could say. And if not, then a fake death like Kenneth Clay. Make money every day the world burns on its access. Why y'all struggling to pay taxes?
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
The
The people who run this society, they present themselves as moral leaders. When you see somebody selling their body for money in the street, it's obvious. They're showcasing themselves. The prostitution is a visible
object.
When someone sells their soul for money, how obvious is that? Because it happens every single day, as much as people who sell their bodies.
And that's why
they do more harm to American citizens, and they do more harm to human beings than anybody else.
And that's why they want to make everybody poor, is so we'll sell out to them.
Right.
They don't want us being independent. Amazing information. I wanted to get, behind the scenes, though, you said they'll never get rid of the guns. You said that on air. But, bottom line, you also talked about drones. My point is, this gun's been used in one crime to rob an armored car. Not this gun, but one back in the 80s. The Barrett 50 cal. Okay.
Why would you need a Barrett in case you send drones to my house?
Yeah, that was the point you made. I wanted you to repeat. But it's larger than that. You could also, do all sorts of things just with a can of gasoline. The issue is, it isn't about the can of gasoline or the truck or the gun. It is about the mindset, and more of these guns out there makes it a freer society.
Can I offer something? I understand your point, and that's a perfectly debatable issue. I know people that would disagree or agree with that as well. But I can offer another rationale. Instead of blaming guns, right, for all the violence in America like people are trying to do now, instead of blaming video games like they're trying to do in Congress or violent movies, right, how about the fact that this country, this republic, has only had 20 years of peace since its inception? Now, I would like to be able to blame this or blame something else, but I think that that's a very nearsighted solution. Just to look at it, yes, this...
Now, we have a history of piracy.
This does kill people. Yes, absolutely. But so did Greek fire. So did a whole lot of other things that people invented and used. So did diseases that were given
smallpox to
indigenous people purposefully. One of the first examples of genetic warfare against indigenous people by Europeans.
That's in the British Manual.
And I think... Thank you for pointing that out, because this is the point that I'm trying to make. We won't have that critical discussion about how violent our government is and how violent our society is. Blaming it on this is the easiest way out. It prevents you from looking inward and saying, what have I become complicit to in America?
Well, let me say this, because what you say is absolutely on target. But here's the paradox. The United States was the giant, one of the last true freebooting, pirating, piratical, absolute, all, bets are off craziness, where you had all the different native tribes trying to get this tribe to fight with that tribe, and the French and the Spanish and the British and the militias, and really it was a free-for-all. And if you really look at it, a lot of the groups using the same tactics. But the issue is that it was in that age, it was in that time, and if you look at that, there was a lot of murder and death, but it produced incredible wealth. Look at Europe, though. Even more people actually killed by governments and killed by the church and killed by other things, but it was the stagnation. So I'm not saying any of the evil in our history is a good thing or writing it off. I'm saying the quieter evil has gone on in China and in Japan, where if a samurai wanted to test out a sword, he would just chop up a few of his servants, and that was seen as okay. And I'm not attacking the Japanese either. My point is that the history has been skewed and twisted, not to demonize America, not to defend America, but to really not show people what really went on. And I don't even know what the point is, other than that why did, because there's other empires, why did 5% of the world population end up getting half the wealth? Now that's all ending. And I think it was because there was that absolute out of control behavior going on where the central powers weren't in control. It allowed more creativity and people to do what they wanted, separating that from all the killing and violence.
Right. I think one thing that people need to realize is empires don't fall apart because they lose wars. We haven't won a war since World War II. We didn't win in Vietnam. I know Korean War veterans that schooled me to the game, and even though I'm not a huge fan of war, I always thank people for their service, because at least they had the courage to go, excuse my language, rather than the people who got 1,200 deferments and have no problem sending young...
Sure, you can respect the individual for what they went through.
But I think the point is that, you know, empires begin to die when people no longer believe in them. I mean, the partial collapse of the Soviet Union was due to the massive amount of cynicism that existed because the government was no longer believable outside of Moscow. In other words, the people that were living in this Siddhartha-like enclosement were like, oh yeah, this is, you know, the free Soviet...
Like Ceausescu.
Right. And then everybody outside was like, are you kidding me? You don't even have on paper what is going on here. Do you realize what's happening in Poland? Do you realize what's happening in Eastern Europe, in Romania, and all these other places? Do you have any clue? I mean, would you even be able to last for a day there without losing your mind? And I think that that's where we're at right now. The
wow.
level of cynicism in this country has gotten to the point where people are saying, is there hope left for the Republic? Can we save it? Is it worth saving?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Starting today, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstration overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation.
I always tell people when they come to me, they say, oh, you know, revolution, you have a lot of revolutionary figures from Latin America that are from the left wing. I explain to people, our revolution doesn't come with socialism or communism. That's an adverse effect of America's pressure. Originally, we heard the great prognosticator of democracy come down to Latin America at a time when we had a series of horrible imperialist military dictatorships that governments now are trying to resemble, you know, where, you know, if you were convicted of raping a woman as a military officer, you could get out of it by agreeing to marry her. The most insane type of laws you could possibly imagine that governed a government. But when we look at that, when people were saying you can have a democracy and you can vote for your own leaders, we thought that's wonderful. What a great idea. And then the great proselytizer of democracy, we realized, was the same one backing up Stroessner, Batista, you know, the imperialist governments that existed in Latin America. And the country and the people of Latin America said, what else do you have on the table? Who else has something besides?
And the Soviets came.
And the Soviets and the Chinese came. And I explained to people, yes, that's a natural part of our society, but what we have to explain to individuals is we didn't need a European man to come from the 19th century and explain to us dark people in Latin America the complex concept.
Plus, anybody from Europe or the U.S., or no matter what color they are, if they've got globalist backing, they're coming with the corporate jackals. They're coming with the economic hitmen. And so that's the issue. But then you find out that the megabanks, this isn't a conspiracy, this is on record, funded the communist movement, knowing Europe was revolting against the robber barons and the royalty. So they created a new fake grassroots movement that they could control. So it's the same thing with the Soviets going in there. Absolutely. It's like running from Bush to Obama and then running from Obama to Mitt Romney. They're all part of the same thing. So what do you say for America and Latin America and the world? What is at your core, moral technique, tech? What is at the core of your belief, studying this so long, being an articulate, smart guy who's been around the world? From your historical research, then, what system do you like? Because, look, you've got Peter Thiel, the big Bilderberg guy, trying to take over the libertarian movement right now and turning it into a fake privatization tyranny. How do you beat something that metastasizes and, like the thing, turns into whatever you run to? Like you run to one system, and it's real at first, but when you turn around, the thing grabs it, absorbs it, and then, you know, you turn around and it looks like what you thought it was, but it isn't.
Now, when you discuss all of these issues that are going on in the world, I think what people don't do is they don't connect the actual history to it. And I think that's where I try to implement that to them or implement those ideas. When I say, hey, listen, if you look at the history of Russia and the quote unquote USSR bringing freedom, did they bring freedom to Eastern Europe?
No, they brought mass murder and death.
You have to understand, they did the same thing to Eastern Europe that America did to Central America and to the Caribbean.
They colonized it.
Colonized it, took it over, and said, you know what, we're going to make you dependent on us, to the point that they can still shut off the gas in the Ukraine 5 years ago. This is not a conspiracy. When people talk to me about 9/11, and they say, hey, you know, how can you not believe the government story? And I always say, listen, I am not sitting here saying that I know exactly what happened, but you know what? I will say this much. I cannot believe the government because they couldn't tell the truth about the air to breathe to people. That's the simplest thing in the world.
That's it. If they've been caught lying over and over and over again and caught doing false flags, you've got to question it. But breaking that down, sure, you've had colonial powers, and the British had the most successful model, so it's been adopted by the corporations. And
reinforced with religion, reinforced with neoliberalism now.
Sure, well, that's their cover. Right. I mean, it's like giving Obama a peace prize. But what I'm saying is now they put out that Dinesh D'Souza film, and I interviewed him, and he's saying Obama is anti-colonialist. That's why he's doing all this stuff, and it's the opposite. Obama has a CIA cover as an anti-colonialist, but clearly his job is to bring in global corporate colonialism that's so powerful now, the banks are above the law, they issue the money, and they're going to dissolve the countries and even the old empires into one global empire. And then what's its ideology? You know, other empires were domination, total control, but most empires, unless it was Hitler and what he tried to establish, the Neo-Germanic Empire, did not want to exterminate everybody. That had been done some with the natives in some of the areas, but this is a eugenics-based exterminism, which isn't fair to say ultra-Hitlerian, because Hitler got his ideas from these people. So how do you talk to the left, the right, the people that are into native rights, people that are UN stuff, when all of it's a projection of a global corporate takeover?
Because they have these ideas based on mainstream media about who we're fighting against. You know, for example, if you tell the average American we're not at war with radical Islam, they think you're crazy. They say, oh, no, we're not at war with communism. They think you're insane until you say, hey, wait a minute. We're not at war with radical Islam because who's our biggest ally in the region? Saudi Arabia. Their brand of Wahhabism is like the Taliban with money, and they have the influence to interfere in Syria. Then what about communism? When they say, oh, we're not against communism. Oh, how could you say that? Who's our biggest economic partner?
China.
China. So you know who we're really at war with, and I tell people all the time? We're at war with people that say no to us, no to the agenda of the people who run behind
government. The mafia.
That's technically how it is. I mean, if we don't give access to natural resources as a third world entity, we find ourselves on a hit list. You know, you find yourself being persecuted, being brought down.
If you try to be sovereign.
It doesn't matter if you're a communist government, or it doesn't matter if you are a capitalist entity that just wants a little more of the slice. They'll portray you, one, as a Stalinist, or two, they'll portray you as a kleptocracy, when in reality, who were you stealing money for? You! We just didn't want to cut you in anymore because you felt like in America, you weren't doing enough to get your slice.
You know a lot of the Republicans are racist or tribal, or are using it at least, but with Democrats, from my real research, they were the party of the Klan. They were the party of the South. They were all the, they couldn't win. And so Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers, and I've got their memos. Those are public. Those are in the Library of Congress. They said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to hire the black leaders. We're going to kill these weeds. I don't think black people are weeds. Not because I'm some bleeding heart person. I don't want any people being treated like slaves because I know we're all humans and it all comes back on us. So I've said that. Your take on the Nancy Pelosi's, the Harry Reid's, the neoliberals, because from my research, they know they're not liberals. These people are hard. You want the real racist? You want the, because Republicans will just use it for control. You want the real racist? They're, look at how they use both sides.
I think that what people don't realize is that when you use code language to talk about people, you know what I mean? And when you play the holier-than-thou card, and I'm a good Christian soul, the pathos, the ethos of the argument doesn't equal up, which is why Republicans look like hypocrites. The problem is that people don't examine the actual end result of some of the policies of Democrats at that specific time. You know what I mean? I think, for example, Obama gets a huge pass. Like, I wanted to ask him this. I really hope when he gets out of office, I say to him, you know what? I saw you on TV shed tears for children from Sandy Hook.
Totally fake.
Without even that, without injecting that vitriol into the conversation, I want to ask him, how many tears have you ever shed for the children of Pakistan, for the children of Yemen, for the children of Gaza, whose drones and planes sponsored by America fly over and kill them? Have you shed one tear for them? You know what I mean? Have you said one prayer in your private quiet time? Because if you have, I've never heard it. And maybe you don't think it's popular enough to do, but it's necessary. Two, I think that when you talk about a liberal bias or when you talk about any of these aspects of society, you can frame it in whatever way you want to, right? But if you are still controlled by the people economically, it doesn't matter what you claim to be. In other words, if I say I'm a martial artist, Alex, and yet some guy comes in and lays me out with one punch, I don't know a simple block, I'm not a martial artist. If I claim, oh yeah, you know, I'm a doctor, you are eating something, you start choking, I can't even perform the Heimlich. I'm not a doctor. I'm a fraud. Most of these people that are out there that permeate this sort of idea that they're some bleeding heart, I don't see them on the front lines of this stuff. I don't see them willing to get their hands dirty. They're like Pontius Pilate. This isn't my problem. You know, in the same way that we look at it and we say, oh, America came to the rescue of Jewish people in World War II. No, you didn't. You sent the St. Louis back. That's what you did. You know what I mean? Don't sit here and recreate a lie.
Our elite funded Hitler.
We have a guy that we have commemorated called Christopher Columbus, right? And I always tell Catholics and Italians, you can find somebody better from the Catholic Church, even though in my mind the institution itself is corrupt. You can find somebody like a bishop.
Mother Teresa.
Anybody who's a better example. Italians, you can find a mother who sells pizza in Brooklyn right now, who's a better example of an Italian-American than Christopher Columbus, who never even touched America, and who was prostituting 8- and 9-year-old girls. 8- and 9-year-old indigenous women. That should break the heart of every parent who's watching this program right now. You know, if we don't confront that.
But see, it's the dehumanization. It's just like Obama decided to flip the switch and cry for the Sandy Hook because it was an agenda. But they will never personalize the kids killed by drones or the million-plus Iraqis because it all is a big cold-blooded show, and it's all about how they're punching our buttons, and then they're basically dehumanizing the whole of humanity. You're absolutely right.
Let me ask you something. I know that you are a supporter of Israel to a certain degree. Or at least someone's told me that. I don't know if that's true. What do you think about the way that Palestinians are disenfranchised of their human rights? We're not with the Newt Gingrich crowd here, that they're an invented people. Because when he said that, I was like, what are Americans? You know what I mean? A collective of European people that didn't want to be ruled.
No, I mean, clearly the people that got kicked out of that area of Israel or Palestine are Palestinians. The people that lived in Palestine.
Yes.
I think
there's sometimes...
Well, listen, that's all a misrepresentation.
Right.
Just like at the start of the interview, they take like a 15-year-old clip.
Right.
Out of context where I'm saying... I said, now, from the perspective, though, the UN is against Israel. They're playing both sides. So then from that perspective, people will cut this out.
Right.
I said, I support the state of Israel's right to exist. And then I went on to say, but I don't support what they're doing.
Right.
Now, that was like 14, 15 years ago. But I guess I'm like 1998, so 14, right. 15 years ago.
Because I always thought to myself...
But had you seen that clip?
No. Someone had played it played an excerpt of it, which is why I wanted to ask.
Yeah, see, people like to play audio. But
that's the point.
I actually like the video because I'm about 60 pounds lighter. But let's go back here for just a minute.
Sure.
Where I stand is talking about Israel helping create fake al-Qaeda, Israel manipulating our internal politics, Israel attacking the USS Liberty. I've made films about it. I've criticized it. But there's a cult of people that then make everything about Israel,
right,
and only about Israel. Right. And so they edit things and change things. And, you know, they've got me saying kill black people online, but I didn't say that.
Right.
So a lot of that is, notice you were shown audio, right?
Right.
Not now. He was
no, but that's why I'm here.
So what they do is they listen. I've gone, hey, not everybody that does the El Diablo is worshiping the devil.
Right.
In Italy, this is to ward off evil.
Right.
Well, they take that still and say Alex said he worships Satan with a mortal technique. I'm telling you, it's major deception. Just like people say about you, you're a communist.
Right. I think that communism and socialism are a natural part of human development, whether you choose to accept
that. No, I know, but I'm saying is there's a massive amount of disinformation out there, and no matter how many times I say I don't support a lot of what Israel's doing, they spin that and say that means unconditional support for Israel. That's not what's happening.
Right.
No, I know it's a colonial operation. The point is, and I've said that in the news, no one ever quotes that. They take a 14-year-old thing out of context and twist it. So I say let them have it.
Right.
You know, they say I'm a Jewish agent. I'm Jewish. Not true, but hey, okay. They say I'm a reptoid. You know, they say...
Mazel tov.
Yeah, exactly. So my whole deal is you bet I am. They also say I'm KGB. You bet I am.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm a guy who loves liberty and justice, who's really trying to figure it all out.
Well, but when people have always tried to pull the Marxist card with me, I've said, you know what, the difference between you and me is I've actually read that book because I had to study it to understand
how
much control
I've read it too.
Wanted over a society. And when I was done with that, I said to myself, wow, it reminds me, and you mentioned it before, the great KRS-One who said, there's no such thing as a government. It's just people who rule over other people. And they design these little fancy systems so it looks like they're bringing freedom or they're bringing order. And America, the sad part is we are so cynical right now that I know people who are lovers of democracy that say, I'd rather see a king that could get something done and balance a budget than a president that can't do anything.
The system makes it worse and worse.
And that's where they want us to be.
Here's the key. I'm going to look right in the camera and say this right here. Here's the key to all of this, just what he just said. The system is running this. We don't blame it all on them, but 90% of it is the way things are ordered. Humans are unlimitedly productive and incredible. History's shown that. And the system is doing almost all of this. And then it says, oh, look at what happened. Give me more power. And then it gets worse and worse. That's the key.
Right. And I think that that gets lost in the right versus left paradigm, because there are still very, very rich people from the left wing, supposedly, that don't want to have anything to do with urban society. They say to themselves, oh, you know, the upper crust of America, the 1%, have abandoned the public education.
There's nobody more.
Abandoned the public education system. Yeah. They don't send their kids to public school. I'm sorry. And also, we can expand on that and say, hey, do you think Obama would be president if he hadn't gone to Harvard? No, he had no real, and please pardon me if someone wants to debate it, I totally can out there. He didn't have a gigantic amount of accolades to run on. I specifically remember them using in the media the fact that he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review as a selling point for his ability to run the government. And I always said to myself, where do you meet the future movers and shakers of society? In private school. However, if you as a rich liberal individual step back and say, well, I don't need to fund, you know, public school because that's not my problem, then don't complain when some poor, uneducated individual who didn't have a chance, who had every single aspect of his freedom infringed upon by police, who couldn't get a regular job, had a felony at 18, and is now robbing and stealing, blows your kid's head off just to steal his car that he doesn't know has a low jack in it or is worth half of what it was when it rolled off the lot. If you're not part of this society, then how the are you even going to sit there and pass judgment or claim that you want to help it or claim that you're even part of America? You're either part of this or you're not. The massive amount of corporations that make money off this country want their business exported from here, and yet they want to sell to people from here. They don't want to pay their fair share of what it costs to run this country, what it costs for the military to back up those areas where they're taking natural resources out of, but they want all the benefits of it. In other words, they want to have sex with America, but they don't want to marry her. They're whoring her out. And I have no respect for those type of people, whether they come from the left, whether they come from the right. And unfortunately, I tell people, what you're going to have to deal with now, Alex, is a whole lot of frauds coming into the libertarian movement.
In a mental colonization, civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organization. Trying to survive cultural assassination.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora Telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VenusFly to order now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A man who walks with God can walk anywhere. Hence,
all the race stuff and all the fighting and all the crap doesn't matter. In the final equation, I don't care if you're some rich white yuppie or some poor inner city white person or whatever it is, you are having chemical and bioweapons put in the air, the food, and the water. They're testing on you, just getting ready for their big move because they already have the life extension technologies. And the motive is, Immortal Technique, is they don't want you to have that. Like the guy says, I will destroy your seed forever and last the Mohicans. The globalists, all ancient groups are into that. They want all of our seed destroyed. We're not going to be part of the future. The ultimate Roman takeover was to kill the whole population and salt the earth. The globalists are salting the earth with GMO while building their underground seed vaults. It's Moonraker. Right. Ian Fleming, MI6, wrote that. Moonraker's real.
And when people say to me, they say, oh, you know, Are you drinking that left-wing Kool-Aid? I always say to them, it tastes just as good as the right-wing Monsanto's milk. Because no matter which one you want and which one you're willing to absorb, I think you have to get past this paradigm. And I think that's where programs like this and what I do, you know, we don't have to agree about every single thing, but what we do agree about is that we don't want people to believe everything that we say. We want people to question everything.
Full spectrum analysis.
Yes.
But then that can also go into the extreme where without proof, people just make up, well, this guy's this or this guy's that. In closing, the Martyr, tell us about the music.
The Martyr is a 100% free album. And when I say free, you can go to Viper Records right now and you can get it. It features all the people that I have worked with over these years have been a part of this. We gave it for free. And when I say free, you don't have to fill out a survey. No 20-second Vivo commercial. You press one button. It's an absolutely free album. And the beauty of it was that I wanted to show people you don't have to die for revolution, Alex. That's not the point.
Gotta stop believing in the system.
You have to live for revolution. That's what they're afraid
of. I like that.
They're afraid of that.
You don't have to die for revolution. You got to live for it.
You have to live for it.
Change your life.
It's easier for someone to sit there and say, you know, I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory tomorrow, and I'm really going to make them pay, as opposed to say, you know what? I'm going to go through the painstaking suffering of raising a boy and two little girls in this damn near fascist society in order to raise them to look at the world differently and to see...
It's a long haul. Beautifully said. Let me ask you this. The Immortal Technique, that sounds like evergreen or an idea that transcends time. Tell me what Immortal Technique means and I came up with that name.
Well, originally, you know, when I was incarcerated, my name was just Technique. That's just what I went by. And I always remember there was a Native American trustee named Judge. He brought me pen and a paper while I was in the hole, and I wrote a song on the first record I had called The Prophecy. And I thought to myself, you know, in order for me to get my message across, it's going to have to span years of time. You know what I mean? What's going on right now, as you've pointed out, as I've pointed out through history, has happened before. People have taken this away. People have taken that away. People have manipulated the system. People have used a proxy to get what they want done. People have put a smiling face off on things that really have the fangs of a vampire. At some point, We have to analyze this throughout history. And also, I'm a man who believes in God, and I believe that, you know, a man that walks with God can walk anywhere. So I don't fear death. I don't fear people trying to marginalize my point and my perspective, because I challenge them to meet me on the field of intellectual battle anytime, anywhere. Just give me, you know, a few days' notice so, you know, I can buy your mother a suit. That's all.
Oh, man. Well, listen, you got to promise me that whenever you come through Texas, you'll come into the studio. And you got to promise every couple of months you'll come on via video Skype.
I'll try my best, man. Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. It's been amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very powerful.
InfoWars, Free Palestine, all the immigrants. Can't demonize us all. This is a nation of immigrants. Read between the lines. InfoWars, Immortal Technique, Alex Jones.
Put your hands up, because you can only get them off your back when you stand up. Deep in the trenches in the heart of a war. That's the place the martyr is born.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.